taking us back home in her outreaches, Her Excellency the First Lady of Ghana, whenever she has been on a platform in which she has drawn the attention of those in the gathering to the issues of cancer and to the fact that we need to become aware of breast and cervical cancer, and early prevention is absolutely necessary, and screening and checking ourselves for these cancers. She has always drawn attention to the issues of men and the fact that men must rise up as champions for the women, but also that men must also get screened. So we are aware that men do get cancers. I believe that what we haven't given too much attention to, but which is of grave concern and which is affecting thousands of men every year, in which we are losing a large number of middle-aged and elderly men to, is the issue of prostate cancer. Now, it is the case that men, usually when they are ill, have access to healthcare, unlike the more vulnerable, larger numbers of women and children. And so we tend in public health to make a lot of noise about women and children. But men have poor health-seeking attitudes and behaviors. So even though they have access, by the time they go in, the stages are very far advanced and nothing much can be done. And they die in dignity, though, but we still lose the men. And so I believe that it's about time that we give a lot of attention and make a lot of noise about prostate cancer and prostatic conditions, which a large number of men are suffering from. Gavi is a strong partner of the Organization of African First Ladies Against HIV and AIDS, and Gavi continues to partner member states of the Africa Union Commission in the area of vaccination, immunizations, etc. And in many of our countries, Gavi has supported us to launch or to pilot the vaccination of young girls against human papilloma virus, which is the causative agent for cervical cancer many years down the line. I am aware that this partnership was done with the Ministry of Health, Ghana Health Service, and the First Lady was invited to launch this pilot phase of immunizations. Indeed, it is the country's position to upscale the immunization of girls against the human papillomavirus, and I am not in a position to tell you where we are. That will best lie with the Ghana Health Service. We do have the facilities to take care of cancers. We have two cancer centers, that is the Kwalibu Teaching Hospital and the Komfuanochi Teaching Hospital in Kumasi. And beyond that, we also have the regional hospitals and some district hospitals that are able to provide primary and then even surgical care. But when it comes to the radiotherapy, at that level of radiotherapy, then they are referred to the two centers. But otherwise, when it comes to surgery and other care, we are able to provide that care at the regional hospitals and in the various centers. But a lot more remains to be done. The country has a strategic plan, cancer strategic plan, and I believe that only a very small portion of that plan has been implemented. And it behoves the ministry and the Ghana Health Service to begin to seek the funding that we need. Cancer care is very expensive, and we need to get a lot of support for the government of Ghana to be able to roll out that strategic plan in order to provide the level of care that we need. And beyond that, prevention. And so a lot of awareness raising, which is what we are trying to do through the champion, our First Lady, and which other civil society organizations and survivors of cancer are also doing across our country, raising awareness, demystifying the issues of cancer, and then the stigma associated with cancer, which makes people stay at home in the dark until we cannot help them. It is important for survivors to come up and talk about their experience. It's important for us to have ambassadors such as our First Lady and other high-level people and other people who are known to come up on the issue of cancers, not just HIV, so that people, those who suffer or who know that they have a condition will come and get help. And then everybody, once they access healthcare, will also seek screening services in case they have a condition which is brewing.